Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And Craig.
Hi, everyone!
No, Craig's not here. Craig is in TV land this evening, isn't he?
Yeah, he's officially.
Officially lost in TV land, but he will be here at some point. We're here, just me and Ash, the main lads.
Yeah.
Here to talk about FPL, football.
And soccer's and all that.
Soccer's and all of that stuff.
This is going to be the best. I've been in America for 6 weeks.
You haven't, yeah.
You don't know what a football is.
I am not sure about anything. I don't know any facts. And usually you're the sort of trivia stat man, and you've been in America watching the wrong sort of football.
Yeah.
So, brilliant.
Although, thinking about it, we'll get onto it later. Looking at the league, which we'll come to, I think maybe we've got the two brains here.
Well, yeah.
And the comedy joker is best left off.
Yeah.
Having dinner with the, what they called?
Having dinner with the...
Thingy jokers. What's the name?
Oh, the Impractical Jokers.
The Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, Craig met the Impractical Jokers, but we don't want to talk about that.
Bastard.
Because we didn't get to meet him. Bastard. That's what happens when you work in TV.
Yeah.
You might meet the Impractical Jokers, but you often miss the UK's biggest FPL podcast. So, you know, pick your battles. But yes, so talking of results, Ash... you have only just got back in the country. Did you see game week, what was it? Game week 28 just happened. As we record this, yesterday was the last game. It was Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, I did just catch them. Yeah, it was good.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? It was mental. Again, it's just, I mean, I don't even want to talk about it really, being an Arsenal fan. But Norwich, Chelsea. We'll go from the Tuesday. What was the early kickoff? I think, was it the... earliest one was at Norwich Chelsea, wasn't it?
I think there was an early
kickoff, but I think there was like a, was there not a seven? Stats. This is the sort of stuff Craig knows. Well, or let's just go from the bottom.
The famous Tuesday afternoon early kickoff. The 3 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's 12 midday BT Sport.
Yeah.
Well, so there was Norwich Chelsea.
Well, Chelsea won, didn't they? So that was nice. It looked like they were in trouble at one point. But,
I think, speaking of being in trouble, I think Norwich are.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that now, yeah.
They don't look bad, apart from the fact they can't score, like Redmond still looks good.
Yeah,
and
they're still getting put in, like old Houlihan.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, that's right. They look okay, and it's a real surprise, considering how shit all the other teams are. It's amazing that they're in the bottom three.
Yeah.
You think, so definitely Villa, but then Sunderland and Newcastle, how can... one of those two not
below.
Yeah,
it's surprising actually how bad Norwich have done. They just dip into that sort of bottom three and then sort of break out a little bit and then just keep dipping back. But, I mean, you know, being as shit as they are, Chelsea managed to scrape a 2-1 win, which, you know, is, you know, I mean, Chelsea fans are happy. you know.
Bitter much.
What was it? West Brom?
Yeah. West Brom... 2-2 with Leicester,
of course,
wasn't it?
Yeah, they drew with Leicester.
Yeah, it was a hell of a game.
Yeah, really good game. And, you know, obviously Leicester, they have drawn a few, but they've obviously been doing well. I think they've only lost three times all season, twice to Arsenal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. So the fact that they drew, my ears pricked up. Any Tottenham fan started thinking, hello, this is maybe, maybe this starts working.
Yeah, if you've not seen the Wednesday... results. I bet you right now, after that, you're thinking,
a lot of people,
come on, this is the time.
A lot of people don't watch football anymore. They wait to hear the results on this podcast.
It's a much better way. It's much better. I think we're a little bit more informed than Soccer Saturday.
Definitely. The fact that I went, West Brom played a game. Who did they play?
We need the guy, you know, we need like a producer with a little earpiece, like feeding us the results.
Feeding us, yeah.
But the actual Leicester game was well good. They,
yes.
They were really unlucky to concede. Well, I was going to say right at the end, it was like 50th minute or something. But
yeah, which isn't at the end.
No, but they were all over them. They must have had, I think both sides by the end had about 30 shots.
Mm.
That's a good game.
Yeah, it was, I think it was kind of an inevitability that, I felt that they'd have a bit of a tough game at West Brom. I don't know, I just had that feeling.
Yeah, I guess they seem to be better, a bit like West Ham, as if somebody good turns up.
Mm.
Apart from Arsenal. Oh, so it has to be somebody good, so not Arsenal.
I still can't believe we've beaten them twice this season.
But anybody good turns up, they just kill them.
Yeah.
So they play that kind of football, don't they? Sort of a bit counter-attacking. But then when they play the not quite so good teams.
And I know for a fact, talking about the Leicester game, that a lot of people captained Vardy this game week 28, or last game week rather. a lot of people captain Vardy, which obviously he scored 2 points. He didn't. There was no assist, no goal, because the goals came from Drinkwater and King, didn't they?
That's right. So, yeah, I captained Mahrez.
Yeah, I saw that. Assist. Yeah, that was a good shout.
Yeah, I've stuck with him for a while.
Six points, double to 12. You do the math. I captained Lukaku in the Everton game. They also played on Tuesday. They beat Villa 3-1, struggling Villa. Lukaku. So I got a goal. So I got 5 points, double to 10. Do the math. So that was quite good. I was
hashtag arithmetic.
I thought that maybe I'll be gaining, you know, a few points on all these people that have captained Vardy, thinking Vardy had scored against West Brom. Didn't really happen. In other games, Sunderland drew with Palace 2-2. That annoyed me. I had Scott Dan at the back. Although actually Dan got a point or a couple of points for an assist, but I was thinking, oh, that should be potentially clean sheet there.
Yeah,
but it wasn't. Palace are up and down.
Yeah, this is really frustrating. But I think everybody's got Scott Dan.
Like, I think they have.
You pretty much have to. So it doesn't really make too much difference. It's just whether people have played him. And I imagine a lot of people are going to pick him against fucking Sunderland.
Yeah, you think.
But this season, it's so hard to tell. You just, whoever you pick, it's impossible.
I've been saying it for weeks. Defenders have been my massive issue.
Yeah.
I've got the right defenders, but I just, again, and I did it this week, and we'll come to that, but I'm just picking the wrong ones, putting the wrong ones in.
Yeah.
Bournemouth beat Southampton. Southampton were on a bit of a run, weren't they? Since your man Fraser Forster came back.
Did they go five or six without even conceding a goal?
I think so. Yeah. And as soon as I started bringing a couple of Southampton defenders in, they then go and lose 2-0 to Bournemouth.
Literally the moment I arrived back in the country, they disintegrated. They couldn't take the pressure of me watching.
That's what it is. Yeah. They thought that American guy is back. Bournemouth beat Southampton. So I think that might have thrown a spanner in the works a little bit for a few people. So that they were the Tuesday games. So by Wednesday, I'm thinking, you know, all Arsenal need to do is beat.
The games that have affected it, because most of that's bottom of the table stuff, isn't it?
Largely.
Apart from Leicester, don't get a win at West Brom, which you'd think they would.
Bottom of the table, Chelsea, you know.
Yeah.
Chelsea, Sunderland, yeah, Villa. It is largely then that sort of bottom of the table. So Leicester get the draw. I'm thinking, fantastic. We can potentially catch him up.
Yeah.
Tottenham fans are thinking the same. Then bang, Wednesday comes.
Well, to be fair, everyone should have known Tottenham had no fucking chance.
Big West Ham.
Yeah.
What happened there? I didn't see the game. Did you watch the game?
No, I didn't. Well, I saw the results coming in. Mm. But super annoying. I've played Payet every week and I've pretty much captained him every week. I haven't captained Mahrez. And I just thought, coming up to him, I was such a pessimist. I just thought, there's no chance. Tottenham are going to slaughter us. They're on such good form. So I put Payet on the bench.
Yeah.
And put, I can't remember his name. Who's the Alderweireld?
Oh, yeah.
In defence.
Yeah.
And then obviously, I think Payet
number
got
one
the assist.
Defender on the game.
Yeah. And then so, but obviously, we beat them 1-0. Mm. So that was super good. But then I lost 6 points in it, basically.
The goal was scored by Antonio. Your tip, wasn't he? Is that right? Was it your tip?
Or well,
you mentioned that he was one to
at Christmas, yeah, because he...
Christmas Day, you said.
just before Christmas, because he was the guy who we got but hadn't ever played.
Yeah.
And then someone got injured or suspended and he got his chance. Mm. And then just, it looks really amazing.
He scored 11 points in his last two games.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we'll get to this, but I've wildcarded today as we speak. Thursday, I hit the wildcard button. So I've got until Saturday to move the team around. But at the moment, I do have Antonio in.
Oh, nice. I think so.
Is he likely to continue to play? I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, I think so. I tipped him and before that Dele Alli, and I've not got either of them.
Well, you see, there's a lot of friction at the Gaffer Tapes HQ between you and Craig did tip Dele Alli. We even put it out to a vote on Twitter. Now, everyone did say it was you, but then Craig was saying no, because I tipped him in a blog that he wrote for Fantasy Yermar.
Yeah, after that's what the week after I tipped him on the Gaffer Tapes.
Hey, I didn't vote. I didn't vote in the poll.
Yeah, but so everyone voted and I was the one who tipped him.
Yeah, that's
because
what they
said. Because you know how the people who tweeted in knew?
Yeah.
because they listened to the fucking Gaffer tapes. That's where they heard it.
Yeah.
Not on his Schneid blog.
On his Schneid blog that he does for another... I don't know.
So...
Can we just say a disclaimer that we don't think that Fantasy Yamaha are Schneid, as Ash said. I don't even really know what that means.
Only his blog.
Yeah, oh, just the blog. Just the blog that Craig writes. We've got the rest of it.
No, well, like, it's incredibly good. It's funny. It's informative.
It is good.
But I think if he's going to question my integrity,
Well, he's tried to, you know, tell me that I hadn't done certain things, and I've put it out to a vote, and they've got it all wrong as well.
Yeah.
You know? So you have to go back and find the information yourself.
Plus, did he write that blog, like a 400-page blog defending Adam Johnson?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he hasn't posted it yet. He's going to post it soon, so keep an eye out for that. Why Adam Johnson's fine by me, by Craig Hazel.
Adam Johnson, colon, too sexy.
Yeah, sexy colon. Adam Johnson, sexy colon. But we'll leave that there, probably. That's probably best, because after that, so we had, so West Ham beat Tottenham, fantastic. Again, by the time that had happened, I'm thinking, you know, I say that, it all happened at the same time as the Arsenal
game. No, that was the early kickoff.
It was the early kickoff. Yeah, it was. It was like three in the morning. Stoke beat Newcastle. Inevitable, really. 1-0. And one of the issues was I have a guy called Wool Shield, Stoke defender. Really cheap. He got 9 points and I left him on the bench.
Oh.
9 points. I picked Cresswell. I had Cresswell on the bench as well. I had those two on the bench. I went for Huth from Leicester.
Yeah.
Obviously, they conceded two. Dan got 3 points, but conceded two. Monreal.
Oh, right, yeah.
And which brings us nicely to the fact that Arsenal, the bottle job twat, lost to Swansea. 2-1.
Just your defender choice before we get into the Arsenal debacle. That is pretty difficult, actually, because all of them, it seems when you said you didn't pick the Stoke defender, and it's like they're playing Newcastle, come on. But then actually, you've got your other one, Scott Dan's playing Sunderland.
Yes.
Someone's playing against Villa. Someone's playing against...
Well, I didn't pick Cresswell because I thought, you know,
yeah,
Tottenham, potential to at least score one.
Yeah.
And all you need is one goal and then that's it. You're not getting the 6 points. You're going to get potentially two. I just made the wrong choices, and that's what I keep doing. I've got the right defenders there, but I just keep making the wrong choices, and that's why it's cost me quite a few points. But chose Monreal, and then we concede two to Swansea. I mean, absolutely furious. That was our real chance to gain on Tottenham, to gain on Leicester.
So what do you think about then?
Fucking bottled it again.
Wenger, end of the season.
Do you know what? And I have never, ever, ever said Wenger should go, ever. I've been an Arsenal fan for 24 years or something.
Give or take 22 years.
I've been a fan for over two decades. And the whole time Wenger's been there, I've never said that. And people have been saying it for years and years of not winning, you know, he should go. But I think for the first time, I actually said today, for the first time, when I was texting a mate about it, and I said, for the first time, maybe he should go.
Yeah. It does seem... Yeah.
I think he's just blaming everyone else.
Who would you... So if he did go, I guess the thing you'd say is, if you're going to get rid of him, you have to replace him with somebody, or else what's the point? You don't want, you know...
Tony Adams, get big Tone in there. Get big Tone.
Yeah, that's exactly
Baldy. What... Tone and Bold. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I was saying for a while, maybe just stick him upstairs and have him director of football, but I just think he'd be breathing down anyone's neck that was there. I think he just needs to remove himself from the club, potentially.
So, Moyes?
Oh, fuck off. Oh, awful. Do you know what? I really don't know. I really don't know who'd be good in that job. I really don't know. Do you know what? I've never really thought about it too much because, like I say, I've always said, no, Wenger knows what he's doing. But there's only so many excuses and there's only so many times you can say, yeah, but we've got the stadium, we've got the money, we've got this, we've got that. Fucking hell.
So,
I mean, FA Cup in 2 years has just kept the wolf from the door a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's just not good enough now. If we can't win the league this season when it's so open, because from next year, as soon as Guardiola's at City, that's it. No one's getting a fucking look in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
That could be true. The it does, when you look at the options that it could be. So obviously LVG is going to get sacked in the summer.
He's off, yeah.
So there's LVG, there's Mourinho.
Yeah, well, he's straight in the door at United, isn't he?
Well, I don't know. I think if they keep cocking about, who knows? Oh,
imagine that. Imagine Mourinho going and filling Wenger's shoes.
Oh, that would be the best.
God.
Imagine, oh, that would be so good if they let Wenger go upstairs. Imagine those two as a like duo.
What, both of them?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd just be bickering, wouldn't
they? That's what I mean, but imagine if they didn't. Imagine if they put their minds together.
Became like a tag team or something.
Yeah, although it would be the worst combination, actually, because Mourinho is really good.
It would never happen, yeah.
Mourinho's really good
at buying players. Shit.
No, Mourinho's really good at buying players, like generally speaking. Yeah. Like, it does some quite good purchases. Whereas Wenger doesn't ever do any. No.
And that is the problem. I mean, why didn't strengthen that team? Thought, do you know what? I could actually win this fucking league, strengthen the team, even in the January window. It's just nothing. It's just not enough. And you can blame the players a certain amount, but it's, for me, it's Wenger.
Yeah. You think when, if you consider how well Tottenham are doing this year, there's no way Arsenal should be below them?
Mm.
Like, they're not doing that much better than West Ham.
Well, it's not like we can blame the fact that the teams above us have spent a shitload of money and doing this, doing that. They haven't.
No.
It's fucking Leicester, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, it's true. It's not like they've got, it's not like they've got tons of Galacticos running around. If anybody, Arsenal were the one with the Galacticos now.
Yeah, well, that's right. But it's just, we just bottled it. We just haven't got the heart, Only this Arsenal team at the moment, the way we play, could make United look good. And we made United look good on Saturday, the game week before. Or Sunday. Was it Sunday? Early kickoff Sunday. Yeah, it was on Sunday. And that was fucking mental. That was.
I can't remember. I'm not sure if I caught it whilst I was over in America.
We lost 3-2.
I think I saw the score. I can't remember if I saw the game or not.
No. Dog shit. We made him look good. Yeah, your little man, what's his face? Oh, fuck. What's his name? The little guy that scored. Little man.
Coutinho?
No, for United.
What are we talking about?
Little man boy. Little tiny
guy. Of course. Oh,
little, what's his face? Come on. This is where we need Craig.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
Rushton.
Rushton.
Rushton. Little Rushton. Yeah, it's fucking scored two.
Oh, so I didn't see it. No, so he didn't see. No, no, okay. He scored twice.
Informative podcast where we don't know what's going on.
Oh, that was the week before.
that was a game week, so it was like last Sunday, yeah. We lost 3-2.
So, because a couple of people picked him up.
How do you not know about football, but you're doing so well in fantasy football? You don't know what's happening or what the scores were or anything, but you're still smashing it. Do you know a cheat for the game? Do you know a cheat? Look,
that's what I was in San Francisco doing. Writing.
Creating a hack. Hacked the game and just changed my score.
I don't know, really. It's difficult. I found it over there really difficult to keep track of the scores. I watched loads of them, but they were so early in the morning that I just couldn't. And there was no one to talk to about it, really, is the thing. So it's like,
well, we've got one listener.
Well, there's a few people. We've got some American listeners, but...
No, we do, yeah.
But there's not like...
one in particular.
But there's not...
Young Domi Monaghan.
But there's not, like, there's loads of people who you can chat to about it. That sort of reinforces it, doesn't it?
Just, and if you've seen the highlights, let's... Find me up. Yo. T-Dog, let's talk football. So before we finish the last couple of games. So, yeah, as we said, United, they managed to get a win. They've done a win, 1-0, beat Watford. Matter. Again, Matter. I tell you what, he's still in that sort of top five, top six, midfield scorers this season, and I had him for a while, and he was sort of, it's all right, it was like 3 points, 4 points here, but he's one of them where he has been scoring, but every time I'd stuck him in, he was losing it, and it just wasn't happening.
They're so inconsistent is the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem. That was Craig. Craig's problem, wasn't it? Craig's issue of packing United players in and hoping that they do well after his wild card, and it's absolutely balls it up for him. But we will get to that. And then the final game, Liverpool 3, City 1. No, City 0, sorry. the rematch of the Capital One Cup final.
I did see.
You say, what's that?
Yes. So, speaking of bottling it, Man City, big time.
Yeah, man. It's out there. Someone said they're like 60-1 to win the league now, is right?
Jesus Christ. Oh, this would be a perfect one for Craig. My father-in-law.
Yeah.
Don't know if I should say this or not. Well, it's unlikely that his wife's going to be listening to it.
Yeah.
Apparently, put a £200 bet on Leicester to win the league.
What?
Not yeah, recently, what before they were favourites.
Really?
It must have been, fuck, because apparently the return is £6,000.
How has that happened? That's mental.
Yeah, how amazing is that?
Wow. What made her do that?
No, so Becky's dad.
Oh, sorry, he did it.
He did it.
Oh, when you said the wife.
Oh, no, no, but I don't think she knows about it. But so,
oh, okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, so,
oh, she doesn't know about it. Brilliant. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Hopefully she won't listen. Oh, right, okay. Yeah, no, I have heard a couple of stories of that. There's been a couple of things in the papers where the bookies are trying to pay out now and saying, take your money, we'll give you half of... I can't even remember.
Oh, what, like a cash out on it?
Yeah. Oh, potential for cashing out. And I think someone was on to win. I think it's like £100,000 and they went, we'll give you like 20 to cash out now or something.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, yeah. Which, I mean...
Oh, because if they... From a bookie's perspective, if Leicester won it, especially if anybody who did book it, they get them to cash out early, they just win all the monies, don't they? Because no one's going to bet on them at the start of the season.
Yeah, yeah. God, that's it.
Yeah, that'd be a right result.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, at the moment, I'm not a neutral, but I'm sure soon I inevitably will be, because I think Arsenal, I've just got to put my hands up and go, we ain't going to fucking do it. But at the moment, I'm not a neutral, but the second I am, I will be rooting for them, because I've said it today. If Tottenham win the league, I have to emigrate.
Mm.
So I'll fuck off to San Francisco. I will. I'll have to. There's no way I could lift my head or show my face if Tottenham win. Oh, that would be awful.
But it's not that.
Genuinely not even worth thinking about. I'll have to retire.
But it's not that. It's not that unlikely.
I know, that's the thing. That it's.
Oh, but. Yeah, no, because actually, put it into perspective.
I think them and Leicester are both 2-1 on. Now Arsenal, since yesterday, have dropped to 4-1. Because we were like 5-2, I think.
Well, I was thinking about it. I was putting it in the perspective of Tottenham aren't as good as Arsenal, but they're not a million miles away, and Arsenal will win the league. And then I suddenly realised, well, when's that happened?
Tottenham have played a lot better than we have this season. They've lost a lot less. I think we've lost 7. They've only lost... Three or four.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to think about it, Ash. I really don't. The thought of Tottenham winning the league is fucking horrible for me. But maybe it's the kick up the arse that, you know, they need to get rid of Wenger. I don't know. I really don't know. But, I mean, what can you do? But, talking of leagues.
Yeah.
Talking of the bloody
much
leagues.
Much more important leagues to be discussed.
Much more important leagues. The Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
Should we go? Let's go through where we are first, because this is always fun. Now it sounds like we're making this up because Craig isn't here, but holding up the bottom of us, the strongest.
He's nearly holding up the bottom of the whole thing.
He is. Well, there's 621 teams in the Gaffer Tapes League. 621, and Craig, no word of a lie, is 425th.
How
is that? Actual... It's like he went off to San Francisco and just stopped watching football for like 6 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah. Has he stopped playing?
Do you know what it is? He wildcarded. He did mention this. He wildcarded. I don't know if he tried to be clever or if he just thought, no, this is the best possible thing I should do.
Yeah.
But he stuck a load of United players in at United defence and they haven't kept a clean sheet. I think other than they must have. Well, yeah, they did. Yeah, they kept a clean sheet yesterday. But other than that, he. He went with United players. He's just had an absolute nightmare. He's an 8-click wanker.
What?
8 clicks.
I didn't even think that was possible.
I know. We'd heard rumours about it, but yeah, no, it's real. It's real. 8 clicks is a real thing. He's on 1,358 points.
How many points is he on?
1,358.
I still think he's going to finish ahead of me in the league, which would be pretty disastrous.
How is that possible?
Who... I think people should tweet in, if you've got beef with Craig, if you're near him in the league.
People that around Craig had stopped playing. They made their team the first week and just stopped playing.
Killed themselves in week 2.
And killed themselves, yeah. 8-click wanker. 102 points ahead of Craig. 102 points is big T-Dog. I've dropped quite a few. I'm at 187, which is what I was on Christmas Day.
What's your highest?
114.
Oh, right. Oh, wow.
114. So, yeah, I was 114 a couple of weeks ago, and then I dropped to, like, 150, so I'm in, and now I'm at 187th. 1,460. I'm a 3-clicker.
Nice. And then Ash, that's quite good.
Mr. America. Mr. Bloody San Fran, Bloody Cisco. Oh, I haven't even watched football. What's football? I've forgotten what it is. Who played United? What's his name? Rushton is 22nd in the league. Just 22nd. And you are almost 100 points ahead of me. You're like 94 points ahead of me. So there's basically 100 points between me and Craig and basically 100 points between me and you. So the fact that Craig, you think in the 10 remaining weeks of the Premier League that Craig is going to catch you 200 points ahead. No way.
He's only got to get 20 more points each week.
20 more points than you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, 10 games
well,
left.
Yeah, potentially. But then that's not
neck and neck.
It's not going to happen. So you're 22nd, mate. How do you feel about that?
It's going well. Somebody said...
It's going well.
I haven't really been too bothered about it. Just, you know.
Yeah. Just what is your secret? Tell everyone your secret.
Well, I try to every week. Basically, what I do is I pick the best players and then put them in my teams.
There you go.
And then the ones that are best at the soccer balls,
just keep them.
I make them the most man.
Make them the most.
Yeah.
Do all that. Yeah, that's where Craig went wrong.
If I have stuck with, I'll tell you what I think's helped. I've had 3 Leicester players in my team.
Mm.
I've had 3 Leicester players. Payet, basically all season.
Yeah.
And then they're just like so efficient.
So efficient.
So you just efficiently get points.
Yeah.
But I've actually not done well. Like, I've not captained too well, apart from I had Mahrez as captain for a couple of months.
No, see, I think what's kept me sort of relatively doing all right is captain choices have been all right. I've picked the wrong players, defence-wise, like I say, okay, I'll mention it every fucking week. It drives me mad. Knowing that you've got 9 points on the bench when you've got a player that's scored 1 point.
Yeah.
And you very nearly put him in. But it's just my thing is I've just put a lot more effort into it now. I just really look into stuff, which I never used to do. There's buttons I didn't know that I could click. I'm clicking shit and going, oh, look at that form. You know, looking at form and shit. But yeah, so that's where we are. 425th, 187th, 22nd. But our top 10, Ash. Our top bloody 10.
In the time I've been away, has there been much change?
Oh, yeah. Well, what happened, you know, last time you were here? Who was top? Was John Mielder top of the league still? He must have been.
The
John Mielder.
Yeah, I think they were both of them still 1 and 2. Norwich.
Okay, well then you are mental. And put a bit of effort in and listen to the podcast by me and Craig doing. But no, John Mielder, Lady Norwich, he's 11th.
Oh,
he's outside the top bloody 10.
Oh, what? The one that was...
Yeah, the
but is the other one in the top 10?
The better of the Mielder. Yes, he now is.
Oh.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's been a power switch with the Mielders. In 10th is Richard Kosmala with Kosmala 11. 9th is Mitchell Bathurst, Challenge Everything. 8th, Sushant Gard, Pinky and De Bruyne. 7th, Bob Johnston, Bob's team. Great name. Number 6, Calvin Chan with Higher Ray for United FC. I think that's new. I think he's new. I can't remember him.
Unless he's changed his name. Yeah, I can't remember that.
Yeah, I can't remember him being last. 5th, Elliot Levy with AFC Newfin Rock. 4th, Mohamed Al-Kazi with Keep Calm and Climb Up. He's been there, a while. 3rd, Justin Bannon, JLB Defending. 2nd, Gary Elder, Island of Bumbu. And top is again still Sam Porter, Wright and Debushi.
Nice.
That's the top 10.
Yeah.
That's mad though. But what I did, because I wildcarded today, like I say, and I was looking at all these sort of top players. So I'd like have a look at this guy's team and think, oh, you know what's, and then look at who's second. But then I'd look at their leagues and then who other leagues they're in and then people that are beating them. And there are a few sort of things that everyone's got. Everyone's got like Butland in goal. Everyone seems to have Pyatt. You know, there's quite a few that I noticed that I've added to my team. But then
what
again,
is your team? Have you got your team on your phone?
I have. Yeah. I could quickly. Oh, it's gone now. No, I have. Yeah, my phone. There's an advert for Carlsberg just come up.
direct marketing.
Yeah. Other beers are available. I'm currently drinking a lovely drop of Guinness.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So at the moment, so I can give you wild card. This is the first draft. I've got a few days. I've got Fraser Forster in goal. This will be the 11 that I'll be starting with.
Okay.
Fraser Forster in goal. Font, Alderweireld.
Yeah, Alderweireld.
And Daniels of Bournemouth at the back.
Yeah.
That guy is smashing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Really cheap as well. Classic Barkley, Mahrez, Dele Alli and Ozil. I didn't touch my midfield. Lukaku, Aguero, Vardy up front. I actually bought Vardy back, so I haven't had Vardy for a while. I had Kane for ages. But I had to wait to wildcard because I've had too many Leicester players.
I'm not sure about Barkley and Mahrez. Although I captain Mahrez every week.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, the thing is, they're just still scoring points. I did think that. I thought maybe get rid of Barkley because I wanted to get Payet in, but I didn't have the money.
I think since Mahrez missed that penalty,
yeah,
he hasn't been the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago.
And on the bench this week,
yeah,
Gomez in goal. He's like number three, I think, but he's a lot cheaper than, what's his face, Butland.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I needed the money. Antonio, I went with Antonio of West Ham. Huth still got him, and Dan still got him, but I kept them boys on the bench. So I'm happy with that. I think that's really good. I might still change it. At one point, I thought about maybe taking Ozil out because he's so expensive, but I couldn't really bring myself to do it.
No, if the thing is, he's so important to Arsenal, isn't he?
Especially, I think I bought him at 9.4 and he's now 10. So I thought if I ever bought him back, I'd be losing a load of money.
Yeah,
so
he's sort of how Sanchez was to them before, where he's so important to everything they do. If they score, he's going to get an assist in it.
Mm, yeah. But we'll just run through a couple of tweets before we shoot off for this segment. There's been a lot of talk, Ash, about... I'll read the tweet. Stuart Barnes at Barnetto17 tweeted us and said, he tweeted us a picture of his team and said, I'm pulling out the triple captain this week. Hashtag balls, hashtag scared. He's triple captain in Aguero because that fixture that we were all waiting for at the start of the season, City are at home to Villa. He's going for Aguero, triple captain.
Yeah, same as the... Who was it they... Was it Sunderland they played earlier in the season? Smashed.
Was it them that when he scored the five?
I'm sure it was
Sunderland?
Yeah.
Maybe it was, yeah.
It was either them or Newcastle. I think it was Sunderland. On paper, best idea ever. If you're not going to play him on a double game week at home to Sunderland, it's got to be the way to go. But is he going to play?
At home to Villa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is he going to play is correct because we got a tweet from FPL Padful at Padful. He said, with Bonny back and Aguero having played weekend and midweek, there's whispers of him being a rotation risk. Now, and I did hear this when I was looking on the old internet the other day. Pellegrini was saying that there's a chance that he's going to rotate them all and the fact that Aguero might not. So if you triple captain Aguero and he doesn't play, surely your vice captain is going to be... Does he take on the triple? He must do.
I honestly don't know. There's such a technicality. But you're right. I would have thought you'd get your chip back. But no, I think it'd go to your vice captain, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So Stuart Barnes at Barnetto, he's done the triple captain. Make sure your vice is bloody good shout.
Yeah, although we should have looked it up really because someone's going to tweet us and say no.
Someone's like going to tweet us. Yeah, probably Stimmers.
Yeah.
I think you're fine. Yeah, he's a good lad. He's a good lad. I'm actually 3 points ahead of Stimmers now. Can you believe
that?
Shut
the front door.
Yeah.
What?
I'm beating Stimmers.
How?
Because I'm good.
I mean.
Or he's shit now, I don't know.
Yeah. Is him and Craig.
The same just person?
Letting you win.
Are they letting me? Why would they?
Are you letting me win?
Yeah, I'm letting
you
win.
Is everybody in the cap tapes letting me win?
Yeah, we're just letting you win.
Apart from the 20 arseholes who couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, there's just 21 other people that...
They're trying to lose.
Yeah.
I'm so bad, they can't even let me win.
I mean, who would wildcard? Just stick loads of United players in at the back. Craig.
Yeah.
Unless he was trying to help you out.
Exactly.
That's what it is. On the Aguero... tip on the old Aguero stuff. Oscar Pete at Footy From Afar said, I might be going insane, but I'm seriously considering Aguero out, Costa in. Good idea, bad idea. Aguero hasn't really been scoring points recently.
No, that's
then,
not.
I mean, as Costa.
I don't think it's the worst idea, actually. It's not. I definitely not thought of it before, unless I do it at the weekend, in which case I definitely had thought of it.
Yeah.
Aguero isn't scoring that much, is he? And then Costa's still about the sixth highest scoring player, isn't it?
Is he?
He's got like 114 points, so he's got Whereas, yeah, so he's got four more than Aguero over the season. Yeah. He's 3 million less. He's like, what's his recent form? His last four games is 8 points, 4 points, 9 points, 9 points.
And Costa. Yeah. Oh, do you know what? I did not know that.
And Aguero's is 2.665.
Mm.
Although before that it was 12.16.
Yeah. There was a lot of tweets we had about the whole Aguero thing. There was a few we had about, you know, Costa or Aguero. Maybe it's not a bad shout. It's late in the season. You know, you can see the sort of finish line now, 10 weeks to go. You know, if you are someone, say, in Craig's position, who just needs to throw... Because he was messaging us today going, I just don't know what to do. And I said, triple captain Aguero this week, see what happens. That might be the only way that you get up, because we're all waiting for double game weeks. And you don't know if that's going to be any better than, you know...
It's going to be... If something does happen, like if he goes for another mental one, gets like four goals or three goals, and you've not triple captained him.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to ruin your whole season.
Exactly, because there's been a lot of questions about that. We got one from Spirit Chaser at Walteen. Said he's had 2 weeks of red arrows. Captain choice, ? I would say, I mean, I'm going to captain Aguero this week. I'm not going to triple captain him. I just think there's, because he just hasn't been on form. If he'd been banging in goals, I think maybe I would have triple captained him this week, but he just hasn't been on form. You want to see him hit form before you do that, really, I think.
Yeah, I think if you've got Aguero, it's worth captaining.
It has to be your captain this week.
Just because, if nothing else, at least if it does go crazy, you've not triple captained him, but you're not still far away, yeah. And then if somebody else, like, you could pick somebody random, but that's not going to really affect the league. Like, if Payet scores twice, a couple of people will have captained him, but it's not going to destroy your whole league, because he's not going to be like 57%
picked. It's a lot more of a risk to triple captain a midfielder. You know, if you triple captain a defender on a couple of clean sheets, fucking hell, you're laughing. That'd be amazing.
It wouldn't really be that many points. Then it'd be like, if they had a double game week. Yeah,
a double game week.
36 points, something like that, yeah.
12, you're probably another couple of bonuses, yeah.
Yeah,
it
could be.
But that's where the real balls come in. That's where it helps to have a secret second team that you don't really care about. And the final tweet, Ash, before we go, at PsychoActib said, quite simply, what is the meaning of life?
Oh.
Yeah. Copied us and Fantasy Yamar in. I don't know if Fantasy Yamar answered.
Said something really funny, so we should
Oh, yeah, same here. Say something funny. Oh, God. Meaning of life? God, bloody, something about Adam Johnson.
That's why the silver bullet in the gaffer tape's revolver is that we've got professional comedian Tom Holmes.
Yeah, exactly. But, well, no, not anymore. I don't really do it anymore.
Oh, no, it's too big.
No. It was World Book Day today. I was trying to flog my book on Twitter.
What, you've written a book? Tell us more.
Thanks very much. Yeah, you can buy it online. Or just look at my Twitter. Or just ask me. I'll send you a copy.
I've got
loads in my house.
I forgot you'd written a book.
Gangsters and Shit. It's
really?
Bloody good, yeah. Bloody good.
I know it because I've definitely read it.
Yeah, excellent. You can buy it on lulu.com. It's called The Game, Evolution of Men.
Why don't we put it on the...
I could just read it. Why don't I just read the whole thing now?
You should do the...
Chapter one.
Do an audio book of it.
Should I?
That's a well good idea, yeah, why not?
Is that actually?
Yeah, of course.
Well, we'll have this conversation off air. I could do that though. We've got like a proper studio.
We could record the porn version of it.
Yes, even better. Let's talk about this off air. Ash, what is the meaning of life quickly? 3, 2, 1.
Left.
Love, isn't it? It's love. Love and friendship and
smashing somebody in fantasy football.
What? So I wonder what you're going to say then. I thought, you've changed. going to America has really not done you any favours. Wonder what you're going to say then. Smashing it at FPL. That's the answer.
Yeah.
At PsychoActib. Smashing it at fantasy football. That's why Craig's upset. That's why Craig's not here.
Yeah.
He may have killed himself.
Okay.
Meaning of life.
Could have possibly done. Or he could be just doing the last final edits on his new blog. Yeah.
Oh, someone actually tweeted us the other day and went, the fact that you haven't been, you know, all together and doing the quizzes, he went, that's working in Craig's favour because all these weeks going, there's less chance for me to... But what I will say is I got very close and then Craig had to pull out last minute of a podcast because he was working late, as he usually is working in TV and stuff. And he actually tweeted, I officially give Tom a point in the quiz. So we're pretty much level pegging now. I think when we come back, I think we're gonna you know, start again. And we'll only have like 9 weeks or so.
Yeah.
I think we'll start level pegging.
Yeah, I suppose it has hurt you.
And we've decided.
You're on a good run of form.
I was, wasn't I? Yeah, smashing it. We'll have to go back and listen to what the scores were, but no, I think we'll do that. So yeah, so next time we'll all be together. We'll be
back in the studio.
Well, we're in the studio now, but we'll all be together. We'll do the quiz.
Yeah, the blokes ring fit in the studio. So next week should be even better.
Should be even better. Yeah. Little Polish. Was he a Romanian fella?
I think he's Armenian.
That's a callback.
Yeah.
Callback to ages ago.
If you were listening to the original World Cup series, you'll remember the Armenian guy who looks
that
after
was it,
studio.
Armenian. Yeah,
looks after the little dog.
We did get Stimmers tweeted us the other day and accused us of being quite meta. which is very true. He said, I think Craig tweeted, happy National FPL Day from the Albert Squares, the official East Enders podcast. He tweeted us and went, any chance that you think that Gaffer Tate's getting a little bit meta? And I went, us meta? Never, Stim Kardashian, creator of the Beef Matrix. So, yeah, I mean, it's a cult thing, isn't it?
Well, that's probably true. I've just realised, about 90% of the people that listen to this have no idea what we're talking about.
No, that's true.
It's probably, if you're a new listener and you've listened to the last 40 minutes of this and haven't been alienated.
I can't believe we've been going on for so long. Craig's going to go and make sure, did you keep it short and sweet? And
cool.
Fine.
On which note, we'll be back for part two in a minute.
Yes. So, thanks very much and we'll speak to you in a minute. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom and Ash. No Craig still. He hasn't turned up. We've been waiting for him. He's still at Nickelodeon or whatever he's currently doing as a job.
Yeah.
Now
I remember he works at Nickelodeon. I really wish I hadn't made all the Adam Johnson jokes.
Oh, shit. Good point. Very good point.
Just to clarify, he's not writing a blog about it.
He likes Adam Johnson. He's not overly fond of it. He just thinks he's quite a good guy.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. I mean, Adam Johnson's not even on the game anymore. Do you know that? I looked for him today to see what his percentage pick was. Because Craig tweeted it from the account that he was 0.1 at one point.
Oh, wow.
Like, recently. And he was like, who's the 0.1%? Who's the 0.1?
Yeah.
But now he's not even on there. I went to make that joke again now that he's like, basically actually been convicted or whatever. But has he been convicted?
Yeah.
Gotta be careful what we say.
No, he has been convicted. It's just
upwards
sentenced yet.
Upwards of 12 people listen to this podcast, so could get back.
Could be
to
all 12 jurors.
Could be, imagine that. Just the jury.
That'd be some wild good publicity.
That would be, yeah. Really weird.
Yeah.
What's the chance of that? Maybe they listened to it while they were given the verdict.
Mm.
Come on, guys, it's all been a bit tense. Let's whack on the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast. Let's see where the lads are in the league. That would be interesting.
Mm.
But yeah, so we're going to go through the... Go on. What's happened? Well, you just thought of something funny, haven't you?
I don't know if it's not going to be funny on the podcast.
No.
Obviously, what they should have done was there was some sort of thing like that's happened. And I guess during the trial, they're going to ask the poor girl what she's seen, like... Down there.
What she's seen.
That would have been such a good time for her to make her dick pic pin number reference.
Pin number on your dick reference.
Oh, God, that would have been so good.
Imagine that.
She just like started high-fiving people.
Yeah. Well, the jury, because they listen. Yeah, they would have known.
Yeah.
And that everyone else would have gone, what are you talking about? They go, listen to the Gaffer Tapes. It's brilliant. And who said we're meta? What a load of rubbish. So going through game week 29 fixtures, Saturday, the early kickoff, the actual early kickoff, Spurs Arsenal.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. At White Hart Lane. I'm not overly confident about that. We just can't seem to really score. I mean, granted, we did score two at United, and I don't think any other team has scored two there.
What's the
for quite a while, but
what's traditionally don't you normally beat Spurs?
I would say so, but recently there's been a lot more draws. There has. We've drawn with them once this season already.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see them doing us, and I think if they do, that's it. That's done. We're done. You know, it might be a bit premature with 10 games to go, but yeah, I think if they beat us, we're done. I'm really not looking forward to it. I won't be watching it.
You won't be watching it?
Well, no, I was going to, but my wife's mum is down. So, from Derby. She lived in bloody Derby, didn't she? She'd come all the way and I can't just spend it in a pub watching football. So
we could spend it in a pub. You could spend it at the pub watching football with her.
With her, yeah. She would, no.
Is it Mother's Day?
Sunday is, yeah. That's why she's down.
Well, that's a Mother's Day gesture, isn't it? Build bridges,
yeah.
Yeah. There's no need to be such a misogynist. Women can watch football too, you know.
Well, that's true, but she hates football and so does my missus, so it's not going to happen. And plus, I've got to like decorate my flat. I've got a kid coming. not in an Adam Johnson way. I've got a kid on order. Hurry up. Got to clean the flat afterwards. No, I mean clean the flat before because I have a child of my own coming.
I think I'm going to pass out.
You're going to pass out. Right, so the 3 o'clock kickoffs. Chelsea Stoke. Tough one for Chelsea. I think I think Stoke have been sort of pretty solid at the back recently. Everton West Ham, how you feeling about that, Ash?
They always beat us. Like, we've beaten them a couple of times recently, but historically...
Yeah, they're a bit of a bogey team for you.
Every time, so depressing.
Yeah.
Away at Everton, I don't know. But then...
What did you say?
Away at Everton.
Away at Everton, I thought you did a Welsh accent. I went, oh, away at Everton. That's what it sounded like you said. I thought he's gone...
No. Mental. Away at Everton, I don't know. Although, it's the kind of game that would suit us, I suppose.
Yeah. But, well, it's one of them where, you know, normally I'd stick Cresswell on the bench for that.
Yeah.
But it could be one of those, you just win 1-0 and Cresswell haunts me with 7 points.
I think there'll be goals in it, to be honest.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I'm hoping so, because I've got Lukaku and Barkley, but then every other fucker's got Lukaku and Barkley. Then off that, the City-Villa game that we've mentioned before, Aguero captain, that's the tip for the week, really, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Although...
Here we go. He's had some rum. Okay, now what I'm thinking is... Do you know what? This sounds crazy, but... go on.
Who's the...
Don't ask me. I'm not going to know the answer to this.
It's obviously got to be Mika Richards, triple captain,
Mika,
isn't it?
Mika, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? There we go, you heard it here.
Yeah.
No, don't, because we're supposed to be giving out tips, for Christ's sake. Newcastle Bournemouth... If you've got old Daniels at the back, stick him in. I'm going to be sticking him in. Southampton Sunderland. Now, this is one that interests me because I've done my wildcard and I've actually stuck Southampton, Forster and Fonts at the back. So I'm hoping 6 points there from each of them. If you've got Southampton players, it's worth it. At home to Sunderland.
Yeah, you just think so. Oh, as well, the week we missed, we beat Sunderland, didn't we?
You beat Sunderland.
Thank fuck for that.
Yeah.
Mate, I can imagine Allardyce's face.
Yeah.
If they'd beaten us.
Mm.
Scumbag. I mean, like, God on him and all that.
The Allardyce derby, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
As they called it. Swansea at home to Norwich. I think potential for Swansea there. They're riding high after the Arsenal win. And then the final game on Saturday, Watford at home to Leicester. I tell you what. If Watford could get something out of that game, another little draw, if Leicester are a little bit rattled, that'd be nice. That would be really nice. And then if we can beat Tottenham. See, it's still there. Still something there.
See, this is the thing.
For an Arsenal fan, I think.
This is the thing. You think, looking at the fixtures, Spurs away is obviously a much harder fixture than Watford away.
Yeah.
But then you just can't tell this season.
Exactly, yeah. No, that's very true. That's very true. And I think FPL-wise, a lot of people that... we've said it for quite a few weeks. A lot of people that are traditionally very, very good at fantasy football have had a shit season so far. Like Craig, he genuinely is better than me, you know, or was.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know now. He's 425th, for Christ's sake. But, you know, he's just not doing as well now. And a lot of people are like that. Copesy, I mean, he was... it last season, he was a bloody god amongst us.
Yeah.
Now, where is he?
Yeah, it's true.
No one cares. Sunday games, Palace, Liverpool. Again, what do you think there?
Oh, it's so difficult.
It's so difficult, isn't it? Because I maybe,
especially with Liverpool, they look shit week to week. Like 1 week they look amazing.
Well, they lose to City, and then a couple of days later, thump them 3-0.
Yeah.
Granted, they lost on penalties, and it was a close game. But then you know,
just smash them,
dick them like they did. Yeah, and the final game, West Brom, Man U. Yeah, mate, I'd see a United win there. I think United will be riding high now. I think United will be thinking it's possible to get, you know, Pip, pip City. Imagine if they finished above City now.
That'd be ridiculous.
Fucking hell.
Do you think if they finished, if they did it, they would still fire LBG?
Pellegrini. Well, he's gone, isn't he? Because Guardiola's...
No, basically... LBG.
LBG, sorry. Oh, yeah, right.
No, I don't think if... I wasn't saying, do you think if Man United finish ahead of Man City, they'll decide not to... No, I thought you meant
if City managed to pull it and finish above United.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe. I think it's an inevitability that... that, you know, Jose is going to go there. I think that's what people, certain people want. But I don't know. I don't know. It's tough. United don't want to become one of those clubs where they're just tossing managers off. Tossing them off? That's not a thing. Tossing them off. Don't drink Guinness and podcast. They don't want to just be tossing people off. You know, for Christ's sake.
They definitely don't.
No. Yeah, but they don't want to be known as one of those clubs that just get rid of managers like that. But
yeah.
You know, but they need the results. The week after Game Week 29, the following week, is a tricky one. There's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's only 12 teams playing, Ash.
Yeah.
Now, while I've been doing my wild card, I've had to keep one eye on that to make sure that I'm not doing my wild card, getting this team, and then the next week I've got fucking four players playing. So I've actually, with one eye on that, I have been sort of doing my wild card. But yeah, the 12th. Of March, which is a week on Saturday, game week 30, there is only the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games.
So who are the notable exceptions then? So Liverpool, West Ham.
So there's no Liverpool, no West Ham, there's no Everton.
And that's as far as we can, nothing
that's as like far a, as I can do.
Yeah, we could just look
straight
up,
away.
We could just look up the list of FA Cup
We could
games,
do, but yeah. That's not happen, but no, there's a few. I think there's no West... No, there is West Brom. There's no Watford. But there's a few teams. There's no Southampton as well.
Yeah,
no,
so I was wondering.
No, they are playing.
Really what I was
thinking. Do your research, is what Craig would have said to us.
Really what I was thinking was, how do these games impact people's teams generally? So Man City are playing, so everybody's pretty much got Aguero, at least one Man City player.
Yeah, at least one.
Yeah,
one
or so two. Then you're it's simply because that's probably a Southampton defender.
Yeah.
Probably... maybe one or two Arsenal players.
Mm-hmm. Three Spurs, three Leicester.
Well, maybe say like between Leicester and Spurs, four.
Yeah, maybe.
So that's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So I reckon probably in that fixture, most people are going to have 9 players at least.
Yeah.
Well, so you are going to have to look at maybe getting 2.
Yeah, well, I've worked it so that I should have 11.
Yeah.
And that's not really compromising my wild card because they're sort of players that I would have done anyway. I'm quite on the Southampton bandwagon for a bit. So a couple of them are Southampton, where I maybe would have had sort of other players not playing. But yeah, so that is something to watch out for. Game week 30, only 12 teams playing.
Yeah.
And then they still haven't announced the double game weeks. They still haven't, and they've got to come.
Yeah.
Haven't they? Yeah, because the 19th and 20th, you got all your teams playing, same the following week. Yeah, so they're going to have to put them in.
I guess it depends on the results of the FA Cup games, won't it?
Yeah,
teams
exactly.
Get knocked out, especially if they're supposed to be playing each other.
Yeah, exactly. And but that's the thing, you know. Maybe the double game week won't come for the right players, and people are going to go, "Fucking hell, I should have used my triple captain." So the more I think about it, the more I'm starting to think maybe triple captain in this week isn't the worst decision ever. If it backfires, it backfires. It's backfired for a lot of people.
Yeah, because if you keep holding on to it,
yeah,
the end of the season's going to be here, and then you're just going to end up playing it. Like on the last week of the season when the games don't even mean anything.
Exactly, yeah.
Or so, they either mean something.
When are you going to use yours though? Because you are notoriously a very sort of calculating, is that the right word?
Depends what you're trying to say.
Yeah, well, you put so much thought into it. You do your team at 1 minute to the deadline every time. You know, you take ages over your wild cards, unless you've been drinking cherry beer and you're abroad. But do you know what I mean? So I want to know when you do yours.
I'll probably just
copy it.
Because I've still got my wild card. Yeah. So you can't wild card the same week you triple captain, can you?
Oh, fuck. Oh, I wouldn't be able to do it this week anyway then, would I? Because I've wild carded.
Oh.
I probably wouldn't anyway.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't think you can. You have to check. No. Because I think you have to, if you're going to wild card for a double game week.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think someone did tweet us. I think Jack Saunders.
Yeah, I'm still thinking. Said that. Go... double game week, triple captain.
The first double game, whoever it is, even if it's Vardy and he's on a double game week.
Yeah.
You know.
A Mahrez double game week or a player.
Yeah, to be fair, Mahrez. Oh, no, but no. See, Leicester aren't going to have one.
Sorry.
It's only going to be Everton, City, Liverpool, really. And I mean, would you really want to go for Liverpool?
It could still be a
Lukaku.
If we
maybe Lukaku.
Yeah, or I reckon Payet or Antonio. Go real left. Yeah. Well, obviously, Arsenal haven't, are they?
No.
I was going to say Ozil would have been a well good candidate.
It would have been. Your man, though, Antonio might be a shout. If he keeps racking up sort of like 11, 12 point game weeks, and you triple point a 12 pointer.
Yeah.
You do the maths.
Yeah. I think if you can pick. Yeah, in a double game week, it's so easy for someone to get 6 points. Really, you just want somebody to at least get 6 points if you triple captain. I don't think you really need to go for like a trillion points.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be like a 25 point week that you're tripling.
Mm.
You just want to not waste it. You just want to get a nice average score, I think.
Exactly. Even 10 points. 10 points tripled.
No, because that's still a lot of points.
Is that still a lot of points?
I'd be happy with six tripled.
Six tripled?
Yeah, because that's still a midfielder with an assist and a clean sheet.
Six tripled, 18.
Yeah. So that's half the score.
There haven't been too many big success stories with it.
No.
I mean, I don't think anyone's going to get better than the people that did triple captain Aguero when he scored five. Because even if he has a double game week, he's not going to score 3 and 2. No. I wouldn't have thought. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
He hasn't hit that form for quite a while.
No.
Wijnaldum, when he scored four, a couple of people...
Yeah, that's mental.
You know, triple captained him.
Yeah.
But then you see it. People are you know, trying to foresee that, you know.
Yeah.
Like when Sturridge played, like before he... like so he's just come back again.
Yeah, yeah.
But in between, he came back for a little bit. A guy at my work, who is usually very, very good in the work league, which I'm winning at the moment, he triple captained him then, and Sturridge got 1 point.
You're winning your work league?
Correct. There is only about 12 teams.
Isn't a friend of the show, former guest...
Jack Saunders. He does work with me, yes. And he's usually amazing. And at the start of the season, he went, we should all sit 20 quid in. And like, you know, the top two people get the money. And I said, yeah, but not enough people did. Imagine that. I'd get some serious money coming to me.
Yeah.
He's a classic case of a very, very good, you know, knows a lot about football. Fucking lot more than I do. And he's very good. But having a shit FPL season. There you go.
Yeah,
there you go. What can you do about it? But yeah, hopefully you've enjoyed the insight.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of insight. There's been some chat.
No, I think it has been a genuinely fairly informative.
I think it's been pretty good.
We did forget to take a break earlier, so
yeah.
Instead of having three sections, we've only had two and really one really long one.
Yeah,
and
we kind of were waiting on Craig to sort of potentially turn up and join in, but.
He's got like a real life.
He's got a lot of shit going on, isn't he?
Yeah, the court case.
He's not married like us dudes, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Does what he likes. Court case. The court case.
And then some other stuff. So next week we're back to proper schedule.
Yeah.
And it'll be the return of the fucking quiz.
Yeah, and we're gonna start. I'll make sure we start from scratch.
I think he's like 2 points, isn't he?
No, start from scratch. Don't worry, he's not here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Any tweets, tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. You can tweet us individually. I'm at @the_Tom_Holmes. Craig is at Craig Hazel, and you're at Ash Kernsworth now, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's your new one. But yeah, tweet us, get involved in the Twitter. I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I tried to get National FPL Day, trending the other day. And getting people talking about it. You're looking at me as if you don't know what's going on.
Well, where
are you on Twitter? You want to get involved on Twitter?
Yeah, I will do once I've...
Once I've got
time.
Once you've got time. Yeah, bloody San Diego. Where was it? San Francisco. But yeah, get involved. Tweet us your balls, tweet us your teams, tweet us your all of it. Questions. We want some more questions from different people. Or you can email us info@thegaffertapes.com.
Yeah.
Visit the website. We've got blogs up there. We're going to be getting like different shit. We're going to be getting a Facebook thing happening.
Yeah, a Facebook page. We probably should have got a Facebook page 2 years ago when we started.
Potentially. But yeah. I'm very anti-Facebook. So.
What is your... I don't even want to know why.
No, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's probably just because somebody you met once... said like, I don't like Dave Gorman and whatever, and you punched them, and then it got posted.
Dave Gorman, what the fuck? Yeah,
someone was like,
"That's exactly what happened."
Someone said, "Like, I prefer the UK version of
Impractical Jokers."
Yeah. So, and then what you wrote back on their Facebook was so abusive. Yeah. The police investigated.
It's just a load of women just taking photos of themselves pouting. It seems.
I think it strongly depends who you're friends with.
Correct, yeah. But, I mean, that's a talk for another day.
But if you follow the Gaffer Tapes on Facebook,
yeah,
when we're on there, it won't be. It'll be cool stuff like the podcast that you're already listening to.
Yeah, true. Well, maybe I will. Maybe I'll get on Facebook for that.
For some Facebook tips. I'll go on Facebook and put some tips, and then you can secretly beat Craig.
Yeah.
Or...
Well, I'm secretly beating Craig anyway. I'm not even secretly
doing it. But he's on Facebook. So if you don't...
Yeah,
he loves
Facebook, doesn't he? He loves all that shit.
My actual secret for how I'm doing so well is going on Facebook. So if you don't go on there...
Yeah.
Problems.
I'm still doing all right. I ain't going to beat you, but I'm happy to beat Craig. But yeah, join the league. Using the pin, you probably are already joined the league. And follow us on Twitter and that. And don't drink and podcast. Once again, I've decided that's not the thing to do. But thanks for listening. And we will be back with a normal one next week. Tweet us, email us, do all the usual. And we'll be back. Just, do you want to say goodbye, Ash?
Goodbye, Ash.
I knew you were going to say that.
I couldn't
resist
it. I'm sorry.
Classic. And don't believe, little disclaimer, don't believe anything that we've said about...
Anything.
Adam Johnson or Craig. Craig. Yeah, and everything we said was a joke, even the tips. No, thanks very much for listening and good night.